All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the huddle with me, Coach Muddle. And of course, you know, people don't know their schedule when they know their schedule, should know their schedule. So it is okay. And I don't know, it's telling me that we're not on Twitter right now. Wait a second. No, come on. I don't know what's going on. Craziness this morning. I'm a little partly cloudy. Things are, you know, as they should be, partly cloudy on a Sunday morning. So, yeah, we got a lot to talk about because, you know, it's a huge weekend. I mean, huge games. I mean, last weekend, we got to go with, you know, huge win for the Giants. I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, you know, hey, the Giants are, you know, a lot better than what people think are they're doing. And how do you not you know, how do you not start talking that, you know, the Giants can be, you know, with this roster, yeah, Brian Daboll, Coach of the Year. I mean, how do you not put him in the how do you not put him in the talk with that? I mean, we got to cover the Eagles. I mean, well, look, Billy called it last week. We have to say, you know, give Billy his credit because he did, you know, he did call the, he did call that last week with what would happen with Kyler Murray and how that, and how that would work. So, I mean, look, we've got to give him his credit. So we'll get into that. And of course, we are, got a whole host of stuff. I mean, last night, the, Phillies advanced to the NLCS. I mean, look, and again, props to Philly. I mean, look, Philly's going to go nuts if the Eagles win tonight. And you know, there's a pretty good chance. I mean, but, you know, Dallas does have a defense. Their offense is not much, but their defense is Super Bowl caliber, okay, because of one guy, okay? Parsons transforms that defense. And look, and as us Giant fans know, one guy can transform a defense and carry him on his back to championships, as we saw with the Giants, Lawrence Taylor. I mean, he made every single other 10 guys that much better. Okay, and that's what it amounts to with the New York Football Giants, and the Dallas Cowboys of today is really that. And we don't really need to discuss the Washington Redskins, and that that's the circus. And, you know, hey, we made fun of Joe Judge, but he did say it was a circus down there. And, you know, hey, it was a circus. So it is becoming a circus. So now, unfortunately, it's going to be going to be in the cellar. So, hey, look, I look at it this way. The Giants will have, you know, at least two more wins under their belt because they still have to play the Redskins twice. Other than that, look, it's gravy. It's gravy. If you're a Giant fan, this is we are playing with house money right now, because if you said we're going into the Baltimore Raven game 4-1, I mean, come on. Who would have? No. No. I mean, it's not. It's just not. Just not happening. So we are 4-1. So we are playing with house money right now, and that is phenomenal. And the Eagles are, you know, the Eagles are what the Eagles are. I mean, they're playing really good complimentary football right now. And I've said this, you've heard me, you know, have to talk Nevada Nick off the ledge many, many weeks last year, and how Jalen Hurts needs what needs to happen, and you're seeing it happen right before your eyes. I mean, they get that running game going, and he's able to run. That passing game is virtually unstoppable. So you've got, you know, now all of a sudden, Jalen Hurts, man, he Jalen Hurts getting a paycheck now. He's gonna be getting some Dak money, because, you know, he played a hell of a lot better than Dak, because Dak's just sitting on the sideline collecting a paycheck. So I mean, come on, Kyler Murray got paid. Anybody get paid? I mean, you know, I mean, let's call it what it is. So we'll see how that all plays out after the season with Jalen Hurts, but I gotta believe you're gonna be paying that boy some top five money. Especially if they make a deep playoff run. And I know they're talking about, you know, they're already talking about, oh, we're going back to Arizona. You got to pump the brakes, bro. Got to pump the brakes. You still got a lot of football to play. And we'll see. We'll see. You got to get past tonight first. You got to get past tonight. Prime time under the lights, everybody watching, gonna be huge. So now, as I get so far off course here, look, the Giants, and I believe, and I didn't fact check myself, so I'm sure you guys out there in internet world can fact check me. But I believe the Giants are undefeated in London. They're 3-0. They are. I think they're the only team that is 3-0 in London. So, you know, let's see if anybody can prove me wrong. But the Giants went to London and played a hell of a game. I mean, and look, Billy, I poo-pooed him quite a bit last week. Oh, the Giants, second half. Well, they came out in the second half. They scored a bunch of points, and their defense shut them down. Their defense shut them out. I mean, come on. You in the second half, the Giants gave up 2 points, and that was by their own volition for which, you know, hey, they took the safety. I think I would have made, you know, burned a few more seconds. I felt like he could have burned a few more seconds off the clock with that, you know, because I mean, geez, it did come down to a nail biter. I mean, they don't block those two passes, knock them down. I mean, who knows? But look, a win's a win. We take the win. And, you know, look, Wink Martindale, coordinator of the year. I mean, because I don't think he's had the same 11 guys starting each week. It's such a hodgepodge, but he's getting it done. And I think the reason why you got to like the Giants this week is it's Wink's former team. I mean, Wink knows what they're going to try and do with Lamar, and you know, he's gone against them in practice for a few years and can dial stuff up. So I am not overly confident, but I do feel good about this team, the Giants, because of what they the Ravens have done. I mean, they have kind of, their defense has collapsed in the second half in two important games. I mean, they've blown some big leads. Let's face it. And, you know, so we'll, you know, we'll see. The Giants, like Billy said, you know, hey, they're a second half team. They come up in the second half. So if they can keep it close in the first half, it really might work out for the Giants. I hope so. You know, of course, you know, I'm not rooting against them, obviously, but we are, you know, I am not overly optimistic. It's going to be a good football game. I don't think the Giants get their doors blown off. They've been competitive in every single game. So, and that's all you can ask for with this cast of characters that hodgepodge that the Giants were left with because of Dave Gettleman and how he really you know, took this and ran it into the ground. I mean, you know, he got this, you know, took this team when they were at the top of the hill, and you know, they were kind of teetering. It was that, you know, the hill goes and then it comes back up. It could have went up, and when it got to the top, started heading down, you know, he just, you know, broke the brake pedal, and you know, we're down at the bottom in a pile of rubble, really. And you got Joe Shane and Brian Daboll sifting through this rubble and trying to put this puzzle, put Humpty Dumpty back together again, and. Right now, they're getting some good pieces, you know. And hey, Jared, how you doing, buddy? Sorry, buddy, I don't have a phone where I'm at right now. I don't have it. I can't get it to work in this area here. So sorry, buddy. Appreciate it though, man. Yeah, happy Sunday, Jared. You know, you're unfortunately your Steelers. They're in the crapper, and you've wasted your first round pick because Kenny Pickett's not the answer. You know, he's just not it. But let's face it. Okay, no, we're not. And I'll tell you, you know, because, and I'll say this again, the last time a quarterback came out of Pitt, his name was Dan Marino. And the Steelers kicked themselves because they bypassed them. They bypassed them, and they struggled to get a quarterback for quite a while. Okay? And now all of a sudden the quarterback hype, so they weren't going to pass this up, but I think this was a lot of fictitious hype. It wasn't. He's not Dan Marino, trust me. And unfortunately, you have Matt Canada as your offensive coordinator, and he is one of the probably bottom tier coordinators in the league. He is not very good with, he's not very good with, you know, with talent. And you saw that with Mitch Trubisky. And, you know, and now you're going to see it with Kenny Pickett. He can't coach them up. He's used to having Ben, who Ben kind of does his own thing. And I go back, you look at those guys, Adam Gase, oh, Peyton Manning, seal of approval. But guess what? He couldn't do anything else with quarterbacks. You know, I mean, you know, Adam Gase and who was the, I know, because he was so bad for the Giants, but he did was the last coach to have a winning record. And he's with Carolina right now, actually. Oh, God, I can't even think of his name, unfortunately. But anyway, he was bad. But, oh, Aaron Rodgers, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, he was terrible. And granted, he had Eli, but still, it was a bad deal. So, you know, it was just not, those guys aren't very good when they're working with those great quarterbacks, because I'm sorry, those great quarterbacks, you're not coaching them. You're not doing much. You're just showing up and you're watching film together. And you're what are you teaching Peyton Manning? Come on now. He's out studying you. So, you know, but you know, we'll have to see how it all plays out. But unfortunately, I really think it's the beginning of the end for Kenny Pickett, unfortunately. And you know, he's going to wind up being another Daniel Jones. Hey, and look, Daniel Jones having a fine season, but he is still not the guy for the New York Football Giants. And you know, and everybody with this, okay, I am on the Barkley bandwagon, but he is not going to be re-signed. A, the Giants do not have the money to sign him. We need money for other areas. Okay, that offensive line is still a work in progress. We still need a center. We do not have a center. Feliciano is he's above average. But he's not that guy. Look, you know, Andrew Thomas had some issues his first year. We were, bust. And you're hearing the same thing about Neal. And I think you give Neal a season. I think season two, you're going to see, you know, we're going to have two bookends on each side. I think the guard, once Lemieux makes it back, I think really the center is going to be the spot. And I think, if I remember correctly, I think Shane Lemieux played some center in college at Oregon. We might slide him over and, you know, we can. There's a possibility. Anyway, again, that's offensive line that we are going to have to still work on, and we can't sign Barkley. We don't still have the money. And come on, you don't pay a running back. You just don't. So we're not paying running back. And we'll just keep going. I tell you what, though, and I'll say it again, Buffalo is just going to wait, and I wouldn't be surprised if Barkley winds up in Buffalo, because that's the final piece to their puzzle. I can almost guarantee that is the final piece to their puzzle. Unfortunately, they're going to run out of money. You know, they're paying all those guys. You know, they're paying Diggs, they're paying Allen, and they just signed, his face is right in front of me, the defensive end, you know, I'm talking about, went from the Broncos to the Rams, they're paying him. They're paying a lot of guys, so it's gonna be tough. And I just don't see it happening. But I mean, I'm not a cap guru. Those guys make it happen. But you know, look, you're watching the Rams kind of fall apart right now. Because they paid all those guys that money to win the championship, and then now it's, you know, they have no draft capital, and they're kind of stuck, man. They're really in a bad predicament, paying all those guys with no draft. They gave up all that draft capital, so you know, look, you know, we're. We'll see, but I don't see the Rams as a contender. Like, you know, they miss Wentworth at tackle, and big, they miss him. So it's a tough deal in the league. You know, everybody wants to get paid, but you know, there's only so much pieces of the pie to go around, and unfortunately. It's not going to happen, I think. You know, and look, the Giants are going to run into it because you know, you're going to have to pay Andrew Thomas. You're going to have to pay Evan Neal and Thibodeau are all around the same time. They're all within, you know, well, Andrew Thomas is, got, you have a couple of years. This is, I think, year three. You pick up his option for year five. So you'll have 2 years. You'll have 2 years with him. And then, you know, and then later you'll be able to, you know, I'm just assuming both those guys pan out. I'm not saying both those guys will, but you hope they do. You really do. You hope they do. And, you know, look, you're seeing also the Eagles, too. I mean, their offensive line is dinged up a little bit. They're getting a little age. I know they drafted that center to replace Kelce, so this is probably it for Kelce at center for them. And their D-line is playing pretty well. But again, it's the age thing, so hopefully it doesn't catch up during the season and they're able to, keep their ship afloat. And they don't get their ship burned. I don't know, burning ships. Okay. I don't know. I just saw it burning ships. I don't understand what it means. So I'm making fun of it. Just kind of is what I'm doing. So maybe we'll get somebody jump on here and fill me in, coach me up a little bit on the meaning of it. You know, so. So we'll see. We'll see how that works out and plays out. You know, with a lot of football left to go here. But you know, I think the biggest game. You know, another big game. I mean, you know, it's kind of flown under the radar. I think just because it's Eagles Dallas on Sunday night is the. You know, it's a 4 o'clock game with the Bills and the Chiefs. I mean, you know, the rematch of the AFC Championship. I mean, that's going to be a great game at 4 o'clock. I think that's just going to be a phenomenal game with the, you know, two gunslingers and going from there. What's up, Sammy? You know, I see Sammy. Listen, buddy, what's up? Your dead skins, man, I think the wheels have come off that bus. Honestly, I think the sparks are shooting out the side of the bus. It's not really happening, man. So, you know, I hate to see it on the so, but yeah, what else can happen? Yeah, I don't know. Please help me out, man. Help me out, man. Yeah, I agree. I never thought he was a good head coach. And I look at it this way. Look, say what you want with Cam Newton. Okay, say what you want about Cam Newton. But Cam Newton in his heyday was probably one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Okay, and when you have one of the best quarterbacks in the league and you made it to the playoffs once, in 9 years, once. I'm sorry, man. That's an issue, and I didn't think he was that good. So, unfortunately, Sammy. Unfortunately for both Rivera and Jack Del Rio, I think the game is kind of moved on from them. They're still, you know, trying to play Smash Mouth football, and Smash Mouth football isn't really a big part of the game anymore. You know, I mean, and it's gone. And look, Scott Turner is only there because of his dad. You know, they're doing a favor for him. And I just didn't think he was that good. He was good of course, every coach, look, let me tell you something. When you're, you know, if you're a high school coach and you're coaching D1 talent, of course you look good. But when you have to coach those C's and D's and able to turn those C's and D's into B's and C's, that makes you a good coach. Anybody can coach the A's. It's real easy because you just read off the play sheet. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Wait. All right, hold on. Put this up on the screen for you, Sammy. Okay. Okay. All right. I like that. You know, man, I tell you what. Okay. I like it now. Now I get it. I understand it. So I did not know. I see. Thanks for the history lesson. Okay. Okay. It's, you know, that's pretty good. Okay. All right, Sammy. Thanks for coaching me up this morning. I appreciate it, buddy. I appreciate it. Now, at least you get to watch some real football this Sunday. I mean, your Deadskins, they played on Thursday night, and my goodness, can we get any more awful football on Thursday night? It's like, really? I mean, the last 2 weeks, I don't think we've had if you added the two scores up, I don't think both games have scored over a combined 40 points. It's just bad, bad. I mean, you know, I just don't get it. It's so bad. And honestly, I think they have to change. I've been saying this, you know, the game shouldn't be that important. You know, like Bears, Redskins. That's not a division game. The division game, come on, man. It should be on a Thursday. You only got a couple of days rest. It's not. I think Thursday should be coming off a bye, and that's the way it should be from now on. You're coming off. You know, yeah, I know. You know, look, man, great football weekend. I mean, college football. I mean, that Alabama Tennessee, look, it reached the billing. The hype was well deserved. A lot of times, oh man, it's all hyped up and then it's a blowout. That game, they went toe to toe all the way down to the wire, and I knew the last one, and you know, I mean, unfortunately, I don't think that was pass interference on that interception at the end of the game when they on that third down, Alabama tipped the ball, Alabama intercepted it, ran it down, and they called PI, gave Tennessee the ball back. I think that was a homer call. That was a homer and a half call. Honestly, it was and look, it is what it is. You got to overcome, man. I mean, you don't let the officials have a say in the game. And unfortunately, Alabama did. I mean, it's school record in penalties. You know, yep. I mean, look, Alabama, it did, Part of that, though, Sammy, I think is, you know, Tennessee's offensive line did a great job. They, when you can't get to the quarterback, I don't care. And you're a DB, you know, if the quarterback's not under duress and has all day, you're getting beat. Because eventually you can't cover a guy that long. And that was the problem. And, you know, it just went, and it went, you know, but look, I can tell you this about Nick Saban and you know, beating a dead horse, but look, Nick Saban chewing some people's asses out this morning, probably last night after the game. And you know, I'd hate to be the team that rolls up next to Alabama. Is the next team up, because they're gonna correct their things, they're gonna get them right on track, and they're still gonna be in the conversation. But and that's the great thing. Unfortunately, I think it's the bad thing about this playoff being so small right now. It's the Yeah, you're right, man. Either DC for both teams, man. When you're giving up that many points, man, you're in some trouble. But the SEC has, look how many teams. Look, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Ole Miss, and I'm probably missing somebody. But you have four teams in the top 10. Four teams in the top 10. I mean, and you only have four playoff spots. That's a problem. When, you know, you're going to see, you know, now a one-loss Alabama could miss the playoffs. And I mean, really, that's kind of tough. You know, I mean, Alabama still has to play Ole Miss, and then Tennessee still has to play Georgia. I mean, there's some, that SEC is tough, so... It's gonna be interesting. I can't wait till the college playoff gets expanded it's always fun to watch those games, you know, when because it's good football. Unfortunately, you know, you watch Clemson, you know, how many ranked teams do they play? You know, and same with the Big 12. How many ranked teams are you really playing? I mean, the Big 12 kind of, it's still fugazi to me. I mean, granted, Oklahoma State, now the Horned Frogs, TCU are ranked, and they beat Oklahoma State, but still, it's the Big 12. I mean, come on. They really can't compete with the SEC. I mean, they just can't. Sammy, that looked like a big 12 game with the score, you know, being like that, you know. You know, I think Nick will find a way. You know, Coach Saban will find a way to get his guys back on track. But it's gonna be tough. I mean, you're rooting for Tennessee. Tennessee's gonna have to lose twice now. Honestly, you hope that Georgia can beat them. And you know, and I am sleeping on the Pac-12, Anthony, because the Pac-12 is the Pac-12. They're not. I mean, come on, really? We've seen it. When was the last time a Pac-12 team was even in the playoff? I can't even remember off the top of my head. I am partly cloudy this morning. It gets that way, but so it's tough. It's a tough deal, you know. So we gotta. You know, I just don't see the Pac-12 being, you know, what now USC, they're gonna run over the Pac-12 and they're gonna get ranked and be, you know. Yeah, Oregon was good. I mean, but come on, they played against Georgia at the beginning of the year and got steamrolled. I mean, you know, come on now. And USC, come on, man. I just don't see it. I don't see it and them doing anything. They're just not part of it. But I tell you what, I think the college football playoff should be if they went to 8 teams. I mean, the FBS does it. They have 16, 20 teams in a playoff. They're able to do it. I don't know why they can't do it. But the Power Five, you have a Power Five. Each five should get in. Each one should get in. And then you have three at-large teams because you know the SEC's always got two or three teams. Okay, look, Anthony, if you want to be relevant, you just said don't sleep on the Pac-12. And now you're saying, oh, did you really think they had a chance against Georgia? Well, guess what? If you want to be relevant, you got to compete against Georgia. And you couldn't do it. You couldn't even compete. You couldn't be on the same field. That was like watching Georgia play a JV high school team. I mean, come on now. So yes, we are sleeping on the Pac-12 because they can't compete with the rest of the country. They're out there in la-la land. You know, oh, well, I can't say that because everybody's got marijuana is legal everywhere anyway. But they're out there being hippies, playing the banjo, and, you know, hey, that's what happens out there in the Pac-12. You know, and then when they come here to the east, southeast, east, whatever you want to call it, they get thumped. And, you know, until proven otherwise, they're not very good. Okay? I just don't see it. Hey, how about this? How about win a playoff game? How about win a playoff game and then we might consider you relevant? How's that? Does that work? Is that fair? I think that's fair. That's fair. Pac-12, win a playoff game, and maybe we'll take you seriously. Okay? I'm just saying. You know, so. But we'll go from there. And as we get off on this college tangent, I love it. I love it. Back in the day, you know, when I was at that four-letter station, and they let me be on for 2 hours, we would really spend that first hour really doing the college stuff and then getting into the NFL and, you know, but now we just kind of got to bounce around and whatnot. But listen, let me get back on track here. I really, you know, as really, I'm going to get into, you know, some of these games. I like, I think I like Buffalo today. I like Buffalo. And I like the Giants, of course. How do I go against the Giants? I don't. The tough game to go, you know, Eagles, Cowboys, or like a care. I hope it ends in a tie, to be honest with you. But I just think that the Eagles want find a way, and then it's going to make you know Philadelphia. They beat Dallas. The Phillies go into the NL championship. You know, Sammy. I think getting rid of Tyreek Hill did make the Chiefs a little bit better. You know, it did make them a little bit better, I think. Okay. Yeah, okay. I think that game is going to be relatively close. I think that Eagle game is going to be 24, 21, you know, 27, 20, somewhere in that neighborhood, I think. It's going to be a close fought game, and it comes down to that, I think, you know. So I really think they're gonna Eagles are gonna have to run the ball to keep Micah Parsons from doing that, you know. Yeah, and I think you're right. I said that earlier, Sammy. I think the Ravens, they fall apart late, and I think the Giants can weather that first half. I think they'll be fine. I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. So it'll be fun and interesting to watch, and you know, it's going to be some great football today. I mean, great football weekend. A really, really awesome weekend so far, football, you know. So we're going to get in it. I'm going to jump off here and get ready for some football action. Everyone, thank you for checking me out. I appreciate it. Tell your friends. We appreciate it. And have fun. Be safe. And we'll see everybody next week. Hold the Ravens in the first half. You know, yeah, I think if you hold the Ravens under 20 points, you're good. And I think they can do that. I really do, you know, because, you know, the Ravens only have, you know, they have Andrews, the tight end, and they're like the Giants. They got pedestrian wide receivers, and, you know, but you're going to have to stop Lamar. And I think Wink Martindale can dial it up and do it. So, but yeah. All right, Sammy, thanks. I appreciate all the input, brother. I appreciate you. So listen, everyone, have a great day. Enjoy some football. We'll see you next week. Be safe. And thanks for checking me out. Share it with your friends. We appreciate you. Have a good one.